Welcome to Short Vard on Parshas Terumah. This is Rabbi Shlomo Landau. You know, there was a small town somewhere in Europe, and the townspeople came to complain to the mayor and the city council. You know, the city clock, the clock, that large clock that people would use to set their time and set their watches, it was very high up. And they felt that every time that they wanted to see what time was, they had to crane their neck and look up, and it was inconvenient. And they proposed, the townspeople proposed, that they should move the clock down. It should be at eye level so people could see it easily. And they would know what time it is. They would be able to adjust their clocks. And the city council, the mayor, thought that it was a good idea, and they moved it down to eye level so people could see it easily. But then the strangest phenomenon unfolded. The first guy comes along. He looks at his watch. He looks at the watch that's the city's watch, the town's watch. And he realizes they're 2 minutes off, so he changes the town's clock. And then another fellow comes along and sees that it's 2 minutes off based on him, and he changes it the other way. And a whole day long, people are moving the hands on the clock back and forth so that the time on that clock should fit the time on their watch, the time of the clocks that they had. And the city council realized that there's a reason why that clock is out of reach, because it's the time, and everyone else has to change their time based on that. And according to this little mashal, this little parable, we can explain a very simple, perhaps something we don't think about often. You know, the Aron, the Ark, was the most precious and holy vessel that the Jewish people had. It was kept in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Holy of Holies. It had the Ten Commandments, the Aseret HaDibros. It had the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote. It was such a holy object. Yet, no one ever got to see it. It was kept behind the curtain in the Holy of Holies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Only the holiest Jewish person on the holiest day of the year, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, had rights to access it, to see it. No one ever even got a chance to see it. Why not? Why wouldn't they bring it out? Show it to the people. This is the Aron. These are the Luchos. These are the tablets. This is the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Wouldn't that be inspiring? The answer is because the Sefer Torah, the Luchos, the Aron, was that clock. And throughout our history, as society's norms and values, their morals and their ethics changed, they're all relative, they're not set in stone. Often we feel, you know what? People feel, we have to catch up with the times. We need to change the Torah's values based on society's values, based on the times' values. And therefore, let's learn this verse in the Torah a little bit wrong this way, and this verse in the Torah a little bit wrong that way, because we have to accommodate. And we need to change the Torah based on the times. The Torah says no. The Aron, the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, the Luchos, the Ten Commandments, the headings of each chapter in the Torah, those are holy. Those are precious. And they're also nitzchi, they're eternal. And it doesn't make a difference what society throws at us. It doesn't make a difference what core values and morals and ethics in the world change. But we know that what's right is what Hashem gave us. And the eternal rights and the eternal wrongs of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Jewish people, those will live on forever and ever. And we have to realize with confidence that it's important for us to understand that the Torah values were given by the Creator Himself. Those will never change. Those are precious. And that we need to adjust our time based on the Torah, and not adjust the Torah based on our times. Wishing you an amazing, beautiful Shabbos.